Greg, what is an ETF or exchange-traded fund? I tend to think of them as a stock index mutual fund, except you can buy it and sell it just like a regular stock.
Now I don't have to answer the question. That's exactly what they are.
Okay. I thought maybe I was oversimplifying.
No, that's just about it. But it was only 4 years ago that ETFs were approved for a whole giant variety of things. So now you can buy an ETF that represents, you know, maybe the steel companies or the people on the street in Sheboygan. I mean, they're really finite now.
And that's still much like you can buy specialized mutual funds. You can buy specialized ETFs now.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And it just covers the universe. You can buy any commodity. You can buy any type of stock, bonds, by investing in an ETF. And as you said, you can trade it anytime the market's open.
Yeah, I have both stock index mutual funds, and I do have an S&P 500 ETF, and I bought that just so I could trade it during the trading hours. If I really want to maximize my profit, I can sit in front of a computer and watch the price go up and down through the day and sell it at the price I want, whereas you don't have that much flexibility with a mutual fund.
You know, when they first came out, I was really concerned, partly because I'm always concerned about anything that's new, and partly because I wasn't sure where the rules were going to go. I wasn't sure if it made any difference if you bought during the day. But I had a nice long chat with Bill Schulteis, who's been on this radio station a number of times. He wrote The Coffeehouse Investor. He, in his book, tells you to buy broad-based mutual funds. So I thought maybe he'd have some misgivings about ETFs, but he didn't. He said the only misgiving he has is make sure that you're not buying tiny little pieces of the market, still buy 500 stock indexes, 2,000 stock indexes. Make sure you're getting that huge broad support.
So in other words, just like any other investment portfolio, as long as you're diversified, whether it's in mutual funds, ETFs, or individual stocks and bonds, it's the diversification that's key.
Right. And plan to hold on to them. What John Bogle was terribly afraid of was that people would want to sell them and trade them every day or every week or every month. Buy them with the intent of holding them over long periods of time.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.